A call to each of us to take responsibility for promoting the Eucharist is one of the strongest themes that emerges from the final message of the Synod Fathers. Acknowledging that the life of our church is also marked by shadows and problems, which we have not ignored, the bishops challenge the faithful to a Eucharistic renewal. Their 50 propositions, published for the first time in Synod history at the request of Pope Benedict XVI, offer some practical responses to such concerns. For example, propositions 13 to 17 investigate ways that families as well as parishes should take active steps to be formed in order to form, from more grounded homilies, catechising in the home, to regaining the sense of the sacred. In this way, the bishops especially recognise the influence of their Orthodox brothers and sisters, as Cardinal Marc Ouellette of Canada told me during the press conference.
Gli invitati ecumenici delle chiese ortodosse.
Cardinal Ouellette said the presence of these Eastern bishops helped the Synod and will continue to do so in comprehending the importance of the sacred dimension, often lacking in our Occidental liturgical ceremonies. Beyond Christian unity, however, the document also aims to address popular concerns regarding who or who may not receive communion, the vocational crisis and priestly celibacy, as well as liturgical abuses. But beyond a recognition of these issues, the recommended responses continue to uphold traditional church teaching at their core. According to Cardinal George Pell of Sydney, Australia, also on the Vatican press panel, there is much hope among the Synod Fathers for their work, as well as a great sense of success.
It's been a productive synod, a happy meeting. I think, as has been said, doctrinally most of what has been said already, and it was overwhelmingly a pastoral and practical sort of thing.
The bishops also added a hope that the year of the Eucharist, finishing up tomorrow, might be a beginning and a point of departure for a new evangelization, they said, of our globalized humanity that begins, they say, with the Eucharist. I'm Catherine Smybert.